It was night when we landed in a steamy Jeddah and went to the king's palace. The Saudi princes sat on the opposite side of the wide room. The king was at the head of the U-shaped audience chamber. As we had agreed on the flight, Cheney began by saying that we thought the kingdom might be in danger. He concluded his presentation, promising that U.S. forces would come only to defend the kingdom. The king turned to his brothers and solicited their views. Despite our presence, a debate erupted over the very idea of having U.S. troops in the kingdom. "They will never leave," one prince said in Arabic. Our interpreter whispered a translation. "It violates Quranic principles," said another. The argument seemed to be going against us. What we then learned was that the king had received a report that a Saudi National Guard unit had stumbled upon an Iraqi army force near or slightly over the poorly marked Saudi border. Physically turning to his right, the king literally turned his back on his brothers and looked directly at Cheney. "I trust President Bush. Tell him to have his army come. Come with all that they have. Come quickly. I have his word that they will leave when this is over." As we prepared to leave the palace, Cheney called a huddle. The Americans formed a tight circle in the foyer. Cheney said, "Poker face is leaving here. All the cameras are out there, and they're going to be looking at your faces to see the king's decision. Don't let Saddam know. If he thinks we're coming in, he may jump off and seize the oil fields before we can get there." The Saudi princes left by another door. Some of them had thought of an alternative to the Americans. Unknown to the Americans at the time, the intelligence chief, Prince Turki, had been approached by the Saudi who had recruited Arabs to fight in the Afghan war against the Soviets, Osama bin Laden.